Hi everyone, it is Sophia. Welcome to Life on Audio. So we're coming to the end of my first week of applying to everything under the sun. If you heard in, I don't know, the last podcast episode, the episode before that, I'm not even sure anymore. I was talking about getting to work after kind of my winter break that I gave myself. And I have been working. I think I've probably applied to like 100 jobs in the past week, pretty much anything I could find. I was doing my split, my little, what was it, like art industry jobs, marketing in-person jobs in the United States, marketing remote jobs in the United States, marketing in-person jobs in Europe, marketing. I guess I did less of that. I think probably like one or two or three or four or five. Okay, maybe more like 5 to 10 of the marketing in Europe remote. But yeah, I've just, and every day I feel like I gravitate towards like one thing more. So I've been doing less of the split and more just like, okay, what am I feeling today? Or like what makes sense for me today? I don't know if that makes sense. So like obviously Monday I kind of started off with the art industry jobs, everything that had piled up. And then I still had time. And so I was like, okay, let's just apply to everything else. So yeah, it's kind of at random. I don't know. But point is, I think I've probably applied to like 100 jobs this past week. I'm not even kidding. It has to be up there. It's definitely more than 50 because I counted on one day that I applied to. What was that one day, by the way? I think it was Tuesday. Tuesday, I counted that I had applied to like 22 jobs, I believe. So that gives you a number for at least one day. And I think the day before was probably a similar amount, if not more. And then, yeah, I don't know. It's been a week. By the way, it's Thursday, so I still have a day. Well, my whole initial plan was that I was going to go do this thing that I've wanted to do for the longest time, basically go to this art museum, and then they have like a restaurant. I know it from LA. They recently brought it to Miami, which I was like, what in the world is this restaurant doing here? This is such like an LA restaurant. Why did they bring it to Miami? But I was like, oh, like for old time's sake, I'll go to the museum and then I'll have lunch at this restaurant. And I was just like so excited about that. But I don't think, in terms of transportation, I don't know how I would do that unless I Uber, because no one's like conveniently going in that direction. I don't know. I was hoping that like I could coordinate with, you know, my family members and like when they're going off to do their things, but I don't think that's gonna happen. So I thought I was gonna give myself, I mean, a little break, I guess. I don't know what I was thinking. But point is, oh, and I have to talk about LA too, because at this current moment, the LA fires are rampant and it's been weird. It's been weird watching it from afar, obviously. Okay, I'll get into that in a moment. Or actually, you know what? Let's just talk about it now. It's very strange because my whole For You page, as probably a lot of people's For You pages, is flooded with videos of LA, you know, like nostalgic videos, people obviously talking about the situation. But then there's also a lot of like videos of people showing the beauty of LA and kind of like mourning the loss of what's been lost. If you've seen the videos, you probably know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, then you're probably like, what is she talking about? But there's these little montage videos of LA and they're like to the same 4 songs. So now these songs are like stuck in my head. And if you've been here since I was in college, which was a while ago now, guys, I'm like actually old. But if you've been here since I was in college, you probably know that me and LA were not the best of friends. I didn't particularly care for LA. I'd never really... Okay, so actually when I first moved there, when I was like a freshman, 18 years old, when I first moved there, I was so excited to be there. And I didn't really get to see much of LA. Like that's the thing, I really stuck to like my college bubble and I never really went out and made like excursions throughout LA. So it took me like the full, well, I wasn't there for 4 years, but let's just say it took me the full 4 years to like see at least some of LA. Even now, I wouldn't consider myself a local by any means. Like if someone was like, what are the best places to go to in LA, or what are the best things to do? I would not be able to give you a list because I was not, I don't know, I really stuck to my bubble. I mean, I could tell you like what to do around UCLA, I guess, but besides that, I just didn't ever consider myself to like, you know, because I feel like when you're somewhere for college, like I feel like a lot of my peers would like go to different restaurants in LA and like go on different excursions, and I just didn't do that much of that. Like a little bit more towards my, well, there were two phases when it was like, okay, I did more of it. first off, when I was in a relationship, I guess we did explore a bit because he had a car. I never had a car. That was probably part of the reason why I didn't get out much. And then also my senior year, then I got to see a little bit more of it and like the very, very end right before I moved. But it was weird when everything first started coming out, like all of the information, it took me a while to like put the pieces together as to where the fires were because again, not an LA local whatsoever. And I didn't really get to know the areas very well, even by name. This sounds so terrible, but mind you, I literally never left my college bubble. Okay. I just didn't. And so I didn't really get to know LA like as a city very well. If you put me between tourist and like native, I mean, I'm obviously more on the tourist scale, but I'm a little further out than that now. But I don't know. Point is, I never really built a relationship with the city and I didn't really make it a point to see much. I mean, they're definitely, it's so hard to explain this. Anyways, I obviously left feeling like I hadn't really had the best connection with LA. Also, obviously in my last year, I was just hardcore going through it and I was really unhappy there my sophomore year, first off. That's why I transferred. So already from there, it was like, I just want to get out of LA. Like I never want to be back kind of thing. And then last year was not much easier for me because I think honestly, in hindsight, part of the reason why I was feeling the way I was feeling about where I was at and just felt like I wasn't thriving where I was at was also just like the immense heartbreak that I was feeling at the time. That definitely added to it. I think once I came out of that, I felt a lot better in general. And maybe if I had spent some more time afterwards, which like I really didn't, after I came out of that heartbreak, I spent a total of like 2 weeks in LA before I moved out. So yeah, long story short, I feel like I left not feeling like I had the best relationship and not feeling like I ever really want to go back in terms of like living there again. And well, okay, but that's also not right because at the very end, I started to see the beauty of LA and I started to be like, wait a minute, I can get why people like living here. Like, I still don't know if I would like living here, but like, honestly, there are parts of it that make me nostalgic. So seeing all of this content now, I feel like my heart has been aching a little. My heart has been sort of longing for LA. It's all the very like nostalgic-ish content that people are making. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know that sound where it's like, my Shayla, like that's how I feel about LA right now. I'm like, no, what's going on? And yeah, it's weird being far away and hearing about a place that you once lived in and you sort of know and hearing everything that's happening and not fully knowing. Yesterday was bad. And so I woke up this morning and I didn't even know where I should check as to like what's going on because reading about it didn't fully like, I didn't process it. It was like all the videos that gave me understanding of like the scale of it and like what's happening. And so it was just like through scrolling through TikTok, I got like a better understanding of like, what are the updates? What's going on? But anyways, it's just strange. It's strange seeing that all. And also like what I'm feeling has been strange because I'm like, oh, I wasn't expecting for me to long for that place again and to like to be missing it. But here we are. And anyways, hopefully things get better soon because it's not good. Also, the thing is, when people were talking about the Pacific Palisades, I was like, Pacific Palisades. Like, see, again, I didn't know where that was located. And then all of a sudden it was starting to dawn upon me and I was like, I've been to the Pacific Palisades. I have some core memories from my time in LA in the Pacific Palisades. Oh, that's gone. Oh, yeah. I think out of all of the places that I've been to, like Pacific Palisades kind of ranks up there. I think it was like Pacific Palisades and then probably Santa Monica. And then also I was like, isn't Pacific Palisades not that far off from UCLA? So then I was like, what's going on at UCLA? Like, are they okay? What's happening? And I don't know. Again, it's so strange because it's like hearing all of this and I'm like, but I'm not there. So it's hard for me to understand the scope of it and to understand what's like really going on. So yeah, so this week, obviously, I got back into work with the job applications. And like I said, I think I've probably submitted 100 now. I've lost track. I'm actually not keeping track. I know there are some people who do those like spreadsheets and they try and keep track of every job that they've applied to. I think I tried that once when I was doing internships, quickly realized that I don't know what it is, but I apply to jobs very, not quickly. I just apply to a lot of jobs and I just never have a lot of success with them, which, to be fair, I could be a little bit more selective in the jobs that I'm applying to. And then I could try and go the extra mile in like really ensuring that I have a leg up in the application process, if that makes sense. I know that the whole tip is, well, there's a lot of tips, but like one of the big tips is apply to the job and then try and find the recruiter that is linked to that job and then reach out to the recruiter and sort of demonstrate additional interest so that they're like, or that you become top of mind for them. I know that's a tactic. There's other tactics too, but that's the one that I was just thinking about right now. So it's like, yes, I could go about doing that. Here's the deal. I don't know exactly what I want. It's so hard for me to sit here and be like, this is exactly the position I want. So I'm just going to look for that specific position. These are the list of companies that I want to work for. And so I just target that. I'm sort of good with whatever. So I think that makes it difficult because it's like, obviously I will apply to whatever fits kind of my criteria, which is a pretty loose criteria. Like it's not, it has to be exactly this role with exactly these expectations, with exactly this kind of PTO allowance and exactly the salary. And exactly the city. Like, I don't have that. I have a very grand scope of what I am like applying for and what I want. And I'm kind of more just like, whichever one wins. And I think I could be pretty happy with like any route, right? Like, there's a reason why I've chosen to go so broad because I'm kind of like, I don't know what I really want to do with my life long term. I just want to do something now. So let me just start, or let me just, I don't know, throw myself out there, be open instead of like trying to be so specific in what I want. I also like, here's the thing. It's like partially, yes, I do want to, well, right now I feel like I'm really gravitating towards living abroad. So that's kind of where my focus has been the last couple of days. But then there's also, I'm still kind of stuck on this thought of, oh, if I could do like two jobs, live on the West Coast, as I was explaining, live on the West Coast, have a remote job, have a gallery job, that would be incredible, perfect, everything in between. So then I'm also kind of like focused on that. And honestly, I'm kind of at this point where I'm like, I don't know where I would want to live in the United States. As we all know, for so long, and that was actually what this episode was going to be about, so we'll get into that. But for so long, all I talked about was New York City. I was like, I want to move to New York City. I will do anything to move to New York City. I will literally blow my life savings to somehow get there. Now, do I hope that I live in New York City one day? Absolutely. I don't think that I can go past my 20s without experiencing that, but it's not an urge for me to do it right now. I know that I could do it at any age, and I think that there's some merit in waiting. That's, again, what this episode was actually going to be about. So yeah, I don't know. Sure, it would be cool if it's in New York City, but I feel like if it were to be in New York City, I would have some standards for what I want. For the longest time, I didn't have standards. I was like, I'll take the job that pays 40K. I mean, not really. But I was like, I'll take the job that pays 60K, which, like, obviously you can live in New York City on 60K and make it work, but you're really, then you have to really like hustle and try to figure out how to make that work. I'm living in New York City. My ideal is that I don't have to do that unless it's an art job. Okay. But if it's not an art job, if I'm working corporate, I want to be making a comfortable salary and I want to be able to sustain myself in the city and not have to worry about finances. And that is definitely a huge ask entry level, I know, but might as well keep my standards up because otherwise then I don't see the merit of moving to New York City right now. So there's that. Yeah, I really don't know where I would go in the United States. I'm realizing now that I've kind of locked in on the hope that I can get something in Europe and do that for a year and then come back, or 2 years. I don't know. I mean, who knows once I actually get there, but I want that sense of adventure. I want something different than what I've expected myself to do or what I thought I would do. Also, for the past pretty much year, basically since I went to Germany for spring break last year, which was in March, I continuously had this thought, like, maybe it is time for me to get out of the United States, at least for now. not like forever, but I think part of it was because I was going through that heartbreak. I was like, I need to remove myself from here completely. It's time. And then of course I came out of it, but I still sort of was like, the United States holds too much for me right now. I need to like create some distance, have some experiences, and then come back. And I think now I don't necessarily feel that, but I'm still like, it could be really nice to be somewhere completely new and to almost like start from scratch in a way. It's like, there's so much unknown in that, but I think I need that. I think I need to like, I'm longing to put myself so far out of my comfort zone that it allows me to grow in numerous ways. And it forces me to do something that is insanely scary and also very uncommon, if that makes sense. So yeah, I'm definitely longing for that. I'm like, please, stars align. I just want the stars to align on one of the few things that I want, either Europe or this combo, career combo. These are my top two desires right now. Okay, so this week, 4 days have gone by. First 2 days, I got out, I went to a coffee shop and I got work done. And that was pretty productive. Minus on Tuesday when I left my computer charger at that coffee shop. And it wasn't until I was very far away that I all of a sudden realized, wait, hold on, did I ever unplug my computer charger out of that socket? And I realized I hadn't. So that's beautiful, gorgeous. I almost feel like I shouldn't go back because I don't want to be the girl who left her computer charger. I don't know why that's like embarrassing for me. I've always been very good about keeping my stuff. Like, I don't lose things on the go very often. Actually, rarely. I can't remember the last time I lost something on the go. So the fact that I forgot my computer charger, I was kind of like mentally banging my head. I was like, how did I forget that? How did I literally unplug my computer from my computer charger and still forget to put my computer charger back into my bag? Please help. Also, I went to, it's called, some people call it the New York of Miami. It's called Brickell. It's this fun, hip area. It's a walkable neighborhood. It's one of the very few walkable, depends, I guess, but one of the few walkable neighborhoods in Miami. And it's also known for hosting young professionals. So you can see why it probably gets like the report of being called the New York City of Miami. And if there's one place, like if I were to ever stay in Miami, if there's one place that I would want to get an apartment in, it's Brickell. All through the time that I was living in Miami, like in my apartment during my junior year, I low-key had wished that I had ended up going for an apartment in Brickell. And my mom literally was one who was like, you should look in Brickell. And I was like, Brickell's so far away from the University of Miami. Why would I do that to myself? And lo and behold, then I was like, wait, Brickell's so nice. I should have lived in Brickell. You're so right about that. Oops. And then it was funny because I thought, oh, I'll stay on in Miami. Well, I thought I'd stay in my apartment because I really liked my apartment. But I also then thought, like, what if I were to move to Brickell? And actually, you know what? Let's just throw it in there. Fun fact. You know how I had a boyfriend at the time? So he wasn't in college and he had never technically been in college. He had gone to like a music school. But he was trying to transfer to a 4-year college to continue. He'd got an associate. He was trying to continue into his bachelor's. And he applied to the University of Miami. And before he had gotten in, or like had gotten his decision back, I was already planning out our future. I was like, we're going to live in Brickell. We're going to get a 2-bedroom apartment. We're going to live together. It's going to be so fun. We can have separate bedrooms even, just so that like we have our own space. So it's not, we're literally living together and we're always together and there's like no room to go away from each other kind of thing. But I was literally looking at apartments in Brickell and I was like, oh, this one looks perfect. This one looks perfect. This one looks perfect. This was right after he'd submitted his application. He didn't end up getting in. And obviously we broke up at some point, but I had plans. I had plans to move to Brickell. Then I moved back to LA. So that didn't happen either. But I always hoped that if I were to, I was hoping that I would live in Brickell at some point. I can still live in Brickell, I guess, but I don't know if that's ever gonna happen. Anyways, I like to go there because it's one of the few places where there's actually like multiple coffee shops. So you can even, you know, hop around in like a close proximity, that is. So I ended up going there both Monday, Tuesday, and working at a cafe, which was nice. And then Monday, I also treated myself to a lovely lunch at this place I really like. And it was productive. I was there Monday. I wasn't even there for that long. I think it was got like 4 hours before I had to, or not even. I got like three, four hours before I had to head back. And then Tuesday I got also like 4 hours. And yeah, I feel like I was pretty productive. So I was happy with that. But then Wednesday, Thursday, I stayed home because Wednesday I had therapy. So, and therapy was like at one. So it's kind of like an inconvenient time. Like I might as well just stay home for the rest of the day. Well, I mean, I didn't have to, but at that point I was like, I'm here. And then today I had an interview. And so I was like, same thing, also at one. So I was like, I'll just stay home. And I feel that I was not as productive as I would have liked to. Also, it's just a lot of sitting, just a lot of me sitting, which is also not great. Obviously, I continuously like applied to jobs. I got something done today. I also filmed a brand deal, my last one. I had this long-term partnership with a brand and this is my last one with them. So tears. And then after that, I don't have any more brand deals on the horizon. So yay me. Also, TikTok might be getting banned. So there goes my quarter salary that I was making. Gone but never forgotten. Yeah, so I kind of was like, ugh, I didn't like that whatsoever. I didn't like that I didn't feel as productive these past 2 days. I really feel like I have to get out. And I was telling my dad that today and he was like, well, why don't you just go to a cafe every day? And I was like, okay, cool. You know how difficult it is to figure out this transportation thing? And then on the days that I have therapy, oh, I did not think about that. But anyways, on the days that I have therapy, I have to stay home because I have to do my therapy session from home. Just so many logistics. Anyways, and then I was telling my dad about my Europe plan to just like whisk away to Europe. And at first he was like, so you're going to go and then you're going to try and get a job from there? And I was like, yeah, online. It's like, I can do this from anywhere. It just digitally apply. And he didn't really get it at first, but then I was like, I'm not going to Europe thinking that I'm going to get something out of it. I'm just going to go. I just want to go somewhere. Could be anywhere. I mean, I'm not that picky. I just want to get out. I was trying to avoid being like, I just need to get out of this house, respectfully. Because today I started my morning with tears streaming down my face. I'm gonna be honest, I think I'm starting to lose it in my home situation. Very privileged, I have very great parents and blah blah. My home environment though is not, I would say, the healthiest, especially for me. And it's a very high stress environment for me, not all the time, but also quite regularly in a way, especially in the mornings. My mom likes to just pump me up with stress. Not that she's like intentionally trying to do it, but just, oh, this happens all the time. And it just like frustrates me because I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, girl, I can't solve your problems for you. But every time you go on this whole rant about your problems and I have to sit there and listen to it and I don't know what to do. And I like want to be able to help you, but like, that's your problems, not mine. I can't do anything about it. And in the past, I would try and do something about it, but I'm like, I can't do anything about it. You are the one who willingly puts yourself in these situations. How am I supposed to solve it? So today I just broke down because I was like, this is so unfair that I have to always be put in the middle of it just because I'm here. Like if I wasn't here, no one would be putting me in the middle of it. But because I'm sitting here, you're going to come to me and you're going to like load everything off and I'm going to get very stressed about it. And today was just frustrating because I was like trying to prepare for my interview and I was literally sitting there like on my computer trying to like get everything prepped and they wanted me to do all this stuff for it so that it was ready for like they had questions that they wanted me to answer. And I was trying to do that and my mom's like going on her rant. And I am like, can I just have this morning to stress about my interview instead of stressing about your stresses? Like, please. And she just kept going. And I was like, I just lost it. Like, I was like, I can't do this. And I think me crying was like a wake up call because I only really cry when I'm frustrated. And this is not like it's not an every morning thing, but it definitely happens more mornings than you would think, especially recently. And mind you, this is like usually during what's supposed to be my quiet meditation time, you know, my green tea and reading time. Like I do my green tea and reading time in the morning. And what does my mom do? My mom loads off all of her stresses and like no blame to her, really no blame. But it's just so frustrating. And I'm like, girl, can you not see that I'm trying to have far too many mornings? Far too many mornings have I experienced this. And I think I've officially lost it. Okay. I was holding it together. I was like, okay, it's fine. Like we'll make it work. But now I'm just kind of like, bruv, can you just let me have this to myself? I am getting to my wit's end. Like I am getting to my wit's end. And it's so frustrating that, of course, my ability to move out does rely on getting a full-time job. Otherwise, I don't have the merit to fully move out. So what am I to do? Nothing. I have to like live with this until, I mean, obviously, like I said, like I could, and I'm very privileged that I can do that. But yeah, I don't even need a job. I mean, obviously I need a job, but like my first need is actually to be able to move out. I need to move out. It's time. That's why I'm like, oh, you know, it would, obviously this is so wishful thinking. Like, is this ever going to happen? No, but obviously it would be so nice if my lovely like TikTok were to just happen to be able to like sustain me, because that's the one thing I have going for me. But that's not the case. I mean, it's been nice. As my dad said, I'm like quarter employed, which is true. If I could make four times what I've been making in a month, probably closer to five, but let's say four times what I've been making, then I probably could just barely sustain myself on my own. Anyways, what this episode was actually supposed to be about is romanticizing life or romanticizing the future. I think this is a toxic trait of mine. And I think I'm starting to become disillusioned because I'm starting to be a little bit more realistic with myself. But I feel that for so long, I'm a big dreamer. I want a lot of things. I dream of the life that I could have. I have big dreams. And I feel that for so long, I would dream so big and I would really romanticize like what could be. And I would choose to live in the future because it looks so glamorous instead of really living in the present. I feel like I've always lived in the future, really. I've always lived in what could be instead of what is, which I know is not necessarily a good thing. And obviously, because I think that has also led me to believe that like, oh, well, but if my life was like this, then it would be perfect. Not perfect, but like, I'm obviously aware now. In the past, did I think that? Absolutely. I'm aware now that there is no perfect life. Life is always going to have good and bad, and there's no way to avoid the bad. You pick your struggles, or sometimes you don't pick your struggles, but point is, like, there's going to be struggles regardless. But yeah, I just feel that I've always kind of looked to the future as like an escape from my current reality, but then things don't necessarily work out as I hope they do. What did I envision for myself at this current moment? Actually, what did I envision for myself right when I graduated college in my last year of college, specifically like at the very beginning of my last year? So when I was like looking out, I was like, okay, I'm starting my last year of college. I'm a senior now. I'm going to be graduating in June. What do I think comes after that? I quite literally thought, well, I dreamt that I would, I don't know if I should say I thought or I was just dreaming about it, but like, okay, I was a little, I've been delusional. I've been known to be delusional. Okay. But like, I've been very delusional. And I always thought like, oh, being delusional like gets you to where you want to be. And I think that's like partially true, but I think there's also something to be said about being delusional is not always the greatest approach to things, because then it creates a disconnect between your current life and what you want. And I think that also creates a lot of dissatisfaction. Like if you're just thinking about what you could have, it takes away from what you currently have, or like it takes away from being able to at least be appreciative of what you have, even if it's not what you want to have, or it's not your ideal, or it's not everything that like you could have asked for, kind of thing. Anyways, I genuinely thought that I would be able to do content creation full time. Why did I think this? I don't know, but I did. And I thought that in that sense, I would be able to have like a pretty comfortable life that I sustain, financially independent, sustain on my own, pretty comfortable life. I have a cute apartment with floor to ceiling windows. I've always dreamt of the floor to ceiling windows. I'm sorry, but I'm a floor to ceiling windows girly, and I will not rest until I have another apartment with floor to ceiling windows. Anyways, floor to ceiling windows in a city, I guess I probably was thinking New York at the time too. So, and yeah, that was sort of my vision. I think mainly the two things was my job is content creation full time, and I live in an apartment, and I just have this cutesy life where I frolic. There must have been something else to it, but I can't remember what else it was. And then over time, it kind of built into like, oh, okay, but then I also want like other streams of employment, if that makes sense. I was like, I'm not just going to do content creation, but I'll be a content creator, and I'll be an artist, and I'll be a model, and I'll be a writer, and all of those combined allows me to have this like very lavish life, which like, bruh, how was I going to do that? I don't know. So that was sort of what I envisioned for myself for quite the while. And so, yeah, I really thought at this point, oh, and then, okay, like last year, this time last year, I thought, okay, this time next year, so AKA where we're at right now, I was like, I'm going to have a job. Yes, I was just thinking like, well, I was still kind of dead set on this content creation full time. Maybe it was becoming a little bit more like reality was starting to hit a little bit more that maybe that's not, I don't actually know. I think I was still dead set on that career path, genuinely. Anyways, I thought I'd have a job, whatever that job was. I thought I would have an apartment. I thought I would be living in New York City. And I also thought that I would have a boyfriend. Like I thought, and then like obviously active social life and blah, blah, like the whole thing, you know, everything falls into place and you have it all. That's what I thought I would have currently. What do I have? I live at home and I am losing it now. I am still very much unemployed, but I'm applying to 100 jobs a week-ish or something like that. So that's always good, right? Love the job search. So love it. I have never been more single in my entire life. There is not even a concept of a man. I don't even have a crush. No crush. No one I'm talking to, no one I could be talking to, no one to go back to. There's no one. I can't even imagine finding someone. I'm so convinced that I'm going to be single forever, and I'm kind of actually happy with that because I don't want to ruin my peace. I'm planning a life of solitude, and I would be perfectly happy with that. So that's kind of where I'm at, okay? So clearly that didn't work out for me. I think when reality started to really hit, where I was like, okay, I've been romanticizing things way too much. Like whenever I think of a new idea, I go straight to romanticizing it, is New York. As you know, talked about it nonstop. I was like, I can't wait to move there. I was trying to move there as soon as possible. Any opportunity I would have gotten, I would have taken it. I just wanted to go. On my first trip of 2024 to New York City, which was my first time being there in 2 years, everything felt right. I was like, this is the place for me. It would just like reconfirmed everything. And I was like, I came back home and I was like, I have to move. I have to make it happen. New York is my place and life is going to be so good when I move there. Everything's going to fall into place kind of thing. Like I quite literally thought that actually. Like I was so convinced that I move and things just like fall into place. On my second trip, I got the reality check of my life. And it's funny because it wasn't even like one particular thing. I think it was just like the overall ambiance where I was like, wait, let's think this through a little bit. Let's think about what we've been longing for so long. And let's just kind of run through the list and see if it actually checks out. Admittedly, I'm quite spoiled. And I have a standard for life. And, you know, I'm talking about this floor to ceiling apartment that I want kind of thing, right? Like when I envisioned living in New York, I envisioned this very glamorized version. Now let's cut to the reality. Living in New York is expensive. My entry level job is probably not even going to be enough to be financially independent in the city, if we're being realistic, with like some comfort, okay? But not like all comfort, but like some breathing room. Okay, why do I think that I'm going to get this glamorized version that I've been playing in my head when I move there? I won't. And then the other reality check was, remember when you lived in LA and you were like low-key kind of miserable because you were sort of just on your own and you didn't really have a support system and you were so far away from home and it was literally like, oh, if something were to happen to me, no one would be there for me. I would be there by myself. If I had somehow just passed out in my apartment, no one would have known about it. I thought about that so many times. I was like, something happens to me in my apartment, it's going to take days for someone to realize that maybe something's wrong with me. And the people that are going to realize are not the people that are close to me, it's going to be my family. And knowing my family, they probably will just like pass it by and be like, oh, maybe she's just busy or something like that. There will be no sense of urgency to figure out what's wrong with me. It was like, if I have to go to the hospital here ever, I have to go by myself. Like there's no one that I can call. So that was a daunting realization. And I think a lot of that applies for New York as well. If I were to move to New York, evidently, I would have to deal with some of that loneliness that I felt in LA. Now, you guys know me. I've gotten very good with being alone. I'm perfectly happy doing things alone. But when that is your situation for a long period of time and you're constantly having to do things by yourself because there's no one else to do it with, yes, obviously that would force me to get out. And I like to think that I would put in a conscious effort to meet people and to put myself out there and to go do things that increase my likelihood of making friends or meeting people in the city. But who knows how successful that would be? And like, what if it's not that successful? And also, I have to start somewhere. So I would be starting from like ground zero. I have three friends-ish, give or take some, in New York. Not one of them would I ever call if I had an emergency. I wouldn't even call any of them if I wanted to just like talk, honestly. They are not the type of people that I would just like go to if I just wanted to like, they're not people that I would reach out to like on a whim either. Like if I just wanted to get dinner or I just wanted to hang out with someone, like these are people that I could not rely on in pretty much any circumstance besides like, oh, maybe if we planned ahead and we're like, oh, we'll meet up like next week and we're both free. So that was that fun realization of like, oh, I would be so far away from home. Like, it's not going to be glamorous. Maybe I will thrive. Maybe it is the place for me. But will it be glamorous? No. Will it be floor-to-ceiling apartment windows and I meet my boyfriend on the first day and we fall madly in love and I have all of these friends within the first week? No, it would not be. And that was when I started to kind of like think about it and I was like, whoa, I do this a lot where I really romanticize something I want that could be in the future and I could be completely wrong or the reality could not be as sweet as I think it is. And I think also like something between Christmas and now going into the new year, I feel like my frontal lobe has just developed like tenfold where I'm like, whoa, 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 pause. Same thing with like, I was so, as I said, stuck in this like whole job search. And I was like, when I get a job, my life will be infinitely better. And it's like, when you get a job, you are gonna have to work 40 hours a week, if not more. You will not have the freedom you have now to just go frolic at any given time or date. Start enjoying your current life a little bit more. Is it your ideal? No. Do you want that apartment so bad? Yes. Do you want to be financially independent? Yes. Do I want to be self-employed? Do I want to be able to do content creation full-time? Do I want to be able to travel? Do I want to be able to do all those things? Absolutely. But I have no clue when I will be able to make that my reality. And is it impossible to make that my reality? No. But it's probably going to take a lot more time than I think it is. I can't even sit here and look at a year from now and be like, and I have been thinking about this. I'm like, oh, maybe. Well, I've been more cautious. I'm not like, I expect that I'm going to have this a year from now. At this point, I'm like, nothing's guaranteed. Who knows? Who knows? I could be in the exact same position a year from now. Right now, it's feeling like that. Right now, it's feeling like nothing's ever going to change. Okay. But obviously, there's a little voice in the back of my head where it's like, oh, I kind of hope that like a year from now, I might just like happen to be able to like make a full-time salary from content creation. How nice would that be? So cool, right? Guys, like so cool. I would love that. Right? Do I know if that's going to happen? No. How possible is that? I don't know. I could get a year out from now and be in the exact same position in terms of content creation. And that's that. Like, that's my life. And so not much has changed, right? Obviously, I don't think that it's a bad thing to dream, but I think it's difficult when your dreams are so big that you forget to enjoy where you're at currently. And I have found that in the past, I have very much, and this has been for years, this isn't just like, oh, the past year, like no, years where I've just dreamt so big of what could be as like an escape in a way to get out of the current situation, or I just don't enjoy like the present as much as I could. Obviously, sometimes it's been difficult. Like, you know, when I was living in LA, I tried to make the most out of the time that I had there. It was really difficult for me. I was really going through it. And so I don't look back on that time and be like, oh, it was bad for me to like dream of the future or like dream of getting out of this situation, because I was having very, very, very difficult time with that. But if I can go back like a year prior to that, when I was living in my Miami apartment, I loved my Miami apartment. She was perfectly good for me. I was in a pretty good space with like where I was at. I mean, okay, mentally I was kind of struggling for a while, but once I came out of that, I was honestly my peak was there. Actually, I was in a relationship. I had my own apartment. There was a period of time where I had complete freedom as to what I was doing because I actually wasn't in school. So there was that. Okay, obviously not everything was perfect. My mom had gotten sick at the time and she was very severely sick. I also still was so confused as to how to just like live life on my own. And I actually didn't do much. Now I'm like, oh, I'm going to get out of the house and I'm going to go do stuff. I didn't really do that. I mean, I got out, but I always did the same stuff. So like there was a lot of character development that happened in that time. And like, I never sit here and I'm like, oh, I want to go back. See, I never want to go back into the past per se. I mean, there are moments where I get nostalgic for certain periods of my life, but I'm never like, oh, to be able to just like go back to that. But I don't know, something about the future. I just hold on to it so strongly, grasp it. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be so beautiful and perfect. And when I have this and when this happens, like my life is just going to fall into place. And it's like, that's not the case. And I think I've been more and more disillusioned. But like, I think for some reason recently, there was like a weird click in my brain that happened. And I was like, dude, whoa, I have full control over my life. And I also have full control to make the present, even if it's not my ideal, better for myself so that I enjoy it more. Why am I holding myself back? Why have I been holding myself back from going to that ballroom class I've wanted to go to for so long? Why am I holding myself back? I mean, it's never going to be perfect. It's still going to be frustrating. I'm still going to have to wake up every morning and not know whether my mom's going to load her stress on me and whether my parents are going to like not be able to compromise on something and then it stresses me out. I can't control that, but I can control doing more that makes me feel good. I have that power to let myself do more of what makes me feel good and to tap into that. Can't control what's going on around me, but I can control how I choose to live my life, even if I don't have all the financial means to do whatever I want. Or, you know, like if I had unlimited money, obviously, what would the first thing be that I do? I go get an apartment in Brickell, right? But like, that's not the case. So I work with what I have and I try to enhance it so that at least I can enjoy this period of my time and not feel like I have to live in the future to escape it. My mom has always made this comment and I used to really struggle mentally. I've never said this out. Well, actually, maybe I have. I used to really ideate on bad thoughts for like half a decade. And I used to have episodes where I would really heavily ideate and I would think about saying goodbye to it all. And I really struggled with this for a really long time. And my mom once made a comment. She was like, "You're just trying to escape." And that always stuck with me because I was like, I don't know if we should be calling someone having that just an escape method. But the reality is like, in a way, yes. Yes, I've always longed to escape. I don't know why. It's not always like that. I've been in periods of my life where I've been perfectly happy. When I lived in Hawaii, I was in a good place. After that, I lived in LA for a couple months. I was in a good place. I was so happy with life. Even when I came back home, I was in a pretty good place. My first quarter of my sophomore year, I was not in a good place. But mentally, I was still hadn't felt the burden of that. It wasn't until afterwards that it all came crashing down on me. And then my mental health took a plunge and I had thought that I had gotten better and that I was finally out of that. And then it all came back and it came so much stronger, like to an extreme. So that was obviously scary and I never expected that. And that's why I was still really much struggling when I was like at the University of Miami and all that. And so that's why I'm like grateful that I was able to come out of it, because since then I've been pretty well. It comes and goes, but I've been pretty good for a good while now. Last time I had an episode like that was over a year ago. So thank goodness for that, right? But yeah, I think she wasn't totally wrong about the fact that I do try to escape, but it isn't just in that sense. I think less in that sense and more in other senses, if that makes sense, like just romanticizing the future. So anyways, I think, I don't know whether this is like my frontal lobe developed kind of thing. I mean, I guess I'm getting closer and closer with time. I can't believe I'm turning 23 this year. And I feel like 22 has been the year that I've accomplished very little. 21 was so action-packed for me. Was it? Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. A lot happened in 21. 21 was just a lot. A lot happened. I did so much. I grew so much from like when I turned 21 to when I turned 22. I was very much a completely different person, literally 180 almost. But I'm like looking at 22 and I'm like, okay, what happened this year? But obviously I'm only halfway through, so I have time. But still, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I thought this was like the year that I would really like figure out my career and like get in a good place with that. And I would obviously move out and I would have like my own apartment and like all that stuff. And that hasn't happened yet. And obviously we have time, but it's just like, I thought it would have happened by now, if that makes sense. Anyways, I'm not sure if there are other people who can relate to me in terms of like this romanticizing and like looking into the future and kind of using it as like your escape from your current. It's hard to like not do that in a way, but I'm realizing like I need to stop, because then I'm always going to be longing for something else and I'm never going to be truly happy with where I'm at. And I've gotten a lot better with time. Okay. Like I've gotten a lot better with time, but maybe I'm feeling it more now just because I feel so stagnant and I hate feeling stagnant. I think it's like the same way when I was like in LA, it was like, I'm just here and I can't really change much right now because I'm kind of stuck in this position. Like I'm still in school and I'm still going to be in school until I graduate. And like, I'm still going to be here until I graduate kind of thing. I feel like my escape right now is traveling. Like when I can go somewhere new, that's why I've traveled so much in the time that I've been post-grad. I've like tried to kind of fill the void. I just need to get away, you know, I just need to get away. But I've also been trying to force myself to spend more time at home and not like constantly try and run away. Cause I'm like, when I leave home, whenever that is, I don't want to look back and be like, well, I was living at home, but I also was like never at home. I want to feel as if I really like did my time at home and I'm fully ready to move on, which like I'm feeling that now, but I could also still be at home for like the rest of my life. It feels like, I don't know. That's funny. Every time we talk about, oh, like who knows, in a couple of years from now, you know, my parents would be empty nesters-ish, like my sister's off at college. And I was like, well, but I'll still be here. It's not really looking like I'm going anywhere. So I'll still be here. We can all go on trips together. My parents like talk about, my dad always talks about, he's like, when we retire, like that'll be time for traveling. I'm like, we can all go on the trip together. All three of us. Because I'm still going to be, we're just going to be kicking it together. They're going to love me. They're going to love me. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's just like I know life could change so quickly. Literally overnight, I could go from being in this current situation to being employed and planning a move and moving out. But it's also so hard to fathom that actually happening, because I've been in this position for so long that I'm like, well, I don't know, you know, it really could be. It's just so hard. It's so hard to like, there's no security with it. Also, someone texted me today. Oh, I haven't been responding to texts. I've just haven't had the bandwidth to. So many texts came in yesterday and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't respond to everyone. I can't cater to everyone. And oh my God, the other thing is, okay, whoa, I'm gonna sound so social and popular, but just hold on. There's so many people who have been wanting to make plans. Like it's been a mutual thing. Like we've been trying to make plans and now they're all kind of like trying to make the plans now. And people are like, oh, when are you free? Or like people are like hitting me up again being like, oh, like, hi, how have you been? Knowing that like, I know that they're inquiring because they want to make this plan with me. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't have the bandwidth to like do it right now. I just kind of don't want to do any of that. I just kind of want to get out. I'm like, if I leave, then I have an excuse for why I can't. But it's like, obviously, I want to hang out with everyone. I want to do that. We all like have different one person. Well, actually, two of them. We have like a plan to go to a jazz club. And like, I want to go to a jazz club. Yes. But for some reason right now, I just like have no desire to leave my house and go to a jazz club and meet up with someone. I don't know why. I can't explain it. And then one person, we were actually supposed to meet up on Sunday, but it was going to be a 40-minute drive. And this is my first time meeting her. And also, I'm a bit fearful of driving. It's kind of an irrational fear. I don't know where this fear is coming from, because sometimes I'm scared, sometimes I'm not scared. I can't explain it. It's like a weird on and off switch and I can't control it. But I just thought, I don't really want to drive 40 minutes. That kind of scares me a little bit. And I was like, for meeting someone for the first time, I feel like 40 minutes when we could meet somewhere closer, like I would literally be going to her, but that's not even where she lives. I think I'm assuming her boyfriend lives there. And so like she spends the weekends there. And I was just like, I really don't want to make that. I don't want to make that drive. So anyways, we're figuring something out that's a little bit more convenient for me. So I'll probably meet up with her next week. That's been a long time coming too. All of these things have been a long time coming. And then someone else recently moved here. And I don't know if we're going to like come up with a plan anytime soon, but we've kind of just been talking. And I'm like, okay, I have to respond to her too. And then I kind of do want to see, this is like the one real friend that I have. Like, these are all people that I'm like getting to know, but my one real friend is my high school best friend. And she like mentioned like, oh, do you want to go to this cafe? And I was like, yeah, like when I get back from Mexico. And she was like, okay, cool. I'm coming back from DC on this day. And I was like, okay, perfect. Which was after. And she never responded to that. So I'm like, am I supposed to reach out? Like, I do want to see her and I do want to catch up, because it's nice having someone like you have history with, because you don't have to like start from scratch. Like, they know you and we can like basically pick up where we left off, which was like a month ago. But I'm also like, I feel like I don't have the bandwidth to like plan all of this stuff with all of these people. I don't know. This sounds so strange, but I just like seeing all those texts flood in yesterday. I was like, oh, this is too much. This is too much. I don't want to respond to anyone right now. So I've been like slowly getting back to people. See, I'm usually the type of person who responds like pretty quickly, but right now I'm like, I don't have it in me to respond to everyone. So I'll get to it. I will. I'm slowly working through it. Well, I've also been trying to check up on people in LA and just be like, but I wanted to like do it strategically, as like if I knew they were probably in an area that got affected. But it's so hard to keep tabs on like who's still in LA and where they're located. So I've been trying to like keep a lookout. I was definitely going to say something else. That was not where I left off on. Okay, texts. Why was I talking about texts? I don't know. I feel like in general, I'm just feeling a little exhausted right now. I don't know why, but everything's kind of just exhausting me. I'm really lacking the motivation to like engage, if that makes sense. I feel like I kind of just like want to live in my own little bubble for a moment and just like apply to my jobs and hope that something works out. Oh, and there's also one of my childhood friends is in town right now. So there's also her, and I have to go back and check with her because we decided we were going to do something on Saturday, but we never made an actual plan. So probably should just check up on that. Wow, I'm sounding mighty social. This is like a rarity. Everyone's like, what? I thought you had no friends. But it's like meeting people. This is mainly meeting people for the first time. And then I was thinking about someone else that I met once in Miami. And I was like, I feel like I should check up on her and just see how she's doing. Kind of curious as to what she's up to. Especially because I remember when we met, which was like back in August, I want to say, we were talking about like, oh, what is our life going to look like in January? Anyways, yeah, I thought about her the other day and I was like, huh, I really wonder what she's up to. I kind of want to like see her again. I don't think she's in Miami though. She might be in LA. Oh, she might have actually moved. Oops. And I totally missed her. Well, then I guess I have my answer. I was going to get to something and then I totally forgot what I was going to get to. And yeah, that leaves us there. Anyways, I don't know why I'm just like, yeah, I'm just feeling exhausted, but I can't explain why. Just, I feel like mentally drained. There's just too much going on, too much to like think about. And I can't, for some reason, unload that mental exhaustion, if that makes sense. I have no clue what I'm going to do tomorrow because I feel like I'm going to have to stay home since I can't think of anything convenient to do with my time. Maybe I'll still, you know what? I might still go do something, even if it's just going back to like a cafe and working, because I need to get out. It's like if I don't get out every day, I don't know. Okay, well, I cannot remember that one thing that I meant to say, so I guess I'll just end it here and go to bed. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in my episode next week. Hopefully I'm not as mentally exhausted then. Who knows? Okay, to be honest, I recorded a podcast episode before this, like between the episode that I'm working on right now that's supposed to come out tomorrow. So this technically should come out in 2 weeks from now, but I might post this one first and then that one comes out after. So then you'll actually hear that one after this one. And that one's a little bit more like I just talk about a bunch of random things. It was like, as I was saying in that episode, I've been thinking a lot recently about like various different things. Like I've had so many different streams of thoughts that I can't really keep up with like why my brain is like thinking so many different things and having all these different memories and going on all these tangents. So I kind of shared some of that on there. So maybe it comes out before this, after, who knows. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys in my episode next week. Bye. Love you all. Hope everyone's doing better than I am right now. Actually, I'm fine. I'm just, I don't know. Things are just odd. Off. I don't know. Something of that sort. So anyways, sending you guys love and hoping everyone's doing okay. And yeah. Okay. Bye.